producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, now I don't want to alarm you guys, but we have an epidemic going on right now. No, it's not flu. And here in the United States, not Ebola, thank God. But we have an epidemic that hasn't really been talked about, but it's pretty serious. And it is called the Big Boob Backache Epidemic. Apparently, 1 in 10 large-breasted women are having back pain. And our boobs are bigger. I remember growing up, I think in the 80s, the average breast size was a 34B. And, I mean, I had that beat by, like, the fourth grade. I mean, I was already, my training bra was already a C-cup. Don't ask how that happened. But in my family, we women were just, you know, a little bit more curvy than we want to be. Now they say the average breast size is over at least a 34 double D. Now, that was clocked back in 2013. A 34 double D, the average breast size. Why? Well, maybe a lot of people are getting breast implants. I think it's weight. I think we're hitting puberty earlier. I think we are taking in way too much fat. And the more fat, then the more calories we take in, and the more fat we have, then the higher the estrogen spikes and the surge of hormones that produce our, you know, secondary sexual characteristics. But wow, you know, and how they came up with this average breast size of 34 double D was from a lingerie retailer. Apparently, the chain interviewed more than 66,000, trying to see, Intimacy, I think, is the bra retailer. The chain interviewed more than 66,000 customers at its 16 stores nationwide, compared the results to a similar study back in 1992. Far more sizes are available now than in the early 90s. More comfort in a larger cup. And the best-selling bra is a 34E. Which is a 34 double D. There is a Just Peachy brand has a 38H. Wow. A, B, C, like A cup, B cup, C, H, and H cup. Wow. Now, a lot of women that are overly big-breasted, I wonder if this number is underestimated, because a lot of women that are big-breasted, we do the sports bras. I am not going to be wearing a Victoria's Secret or a Fredericks of Hollywood lacy, wired-up bra as I work 18-plus hour days. So a lot of times I just uniboob it with a sports bra. And younger women may also do some similar stuff. They may be like, you know what, look, it doesn't make sense for me to try to do push-ups and things like that with some of these bras. I'm kind of interested to know what the sports bra size would be. But many times they come in small, large, you know, small, medium, large, extra large, etc. So if you have a bunch of larges, you could probably guess that we're looking at a C-plus cup. So mind, okay, but what about the epidemic of this back pain? I can't tell you how many women have back pain, and it's that mid-back pain. Remember in school when you used to snap bra straps? You know, somebody would be sitting in front of you, and then you'd grab her, and I hated you guys doing that. I thought that was ridiculous because I always thought you would unfasten the bra accidentally, and, you know, I didn't want to hit, you know, the student next to me accidentally once the boobs, you know, flew out of the bra. But that part where the bra strap is on up is where a lot of women get back pain. And many of them start suffering in their 20s. Nearly half of sufferers of the problems began when they were in their 20s, shattering the image that this kind of ailment is just for middle-agers. There was a survey from Mentholatum, makers of anti-inflammatory deep relief pain, and they found that back pain is the most common pain affecting 1 in 10 well-endowed women. 6% cited the shoulders as the most troublesome pain point. Some confirmed that they get the most discomfort from their breasts in their neck area. So it's not just back, it's above. I mean, for me, I say I don't have so much neck pain. My knees hurt. And it's because they keep hitting them. Sorry. Previous studies have shown that the average clothes sizes of women have increased. Sales of size 18 clothing increased by 45% in 5 years. Nearly a quarter of people who suffer muscle and joint pain blame it on their physique. And we're going to be also talking about how there's a study out talking about if you really want to save the cartilage, you got to cut back on your weight. 28% of women in their 20s compared to 10% of them in their 50s are likely to damage their joints and muscles by using handbags. Our fashion, right, with these big purses and handbags, see, a lot of us go for big purses now, and they say that's going to be hurting our necks and our shoulders and our backs. Why do we have bigger handbags? Because they make us look smaller. The bigger your handbag, the smaller you look. The bigger the sunglasses, the smaller your face and head look. So we accessorize. You see, we women, we don't just match color. You know, my husband, when we do that, he'll be like, you know what? I know you like tiger print, so you want that purse? No, I don't want that purse. He's like, but I thought you liked tiger print. No, I don't. All right, I pick a purse that'll make me look skinny. I mean, I used to pick a purse for, utilization and for, relevancy and for, it being, what's the word I'm looking for? Useful. Okay? Utility. That's what I used to use my purse for. But now I realize that I can hide my big butt. Remember in high school, you would have a, accident, you know, once a month? And we were all wearing white jeans in the 1980s. I made sure I had a big purse that I could use to, not none of these little sports sack things from the 80s or these little duffel bag purses. I would make sure I had a big purse so I could swing it across my butt just in time to make it outside school or into a bathroom. All right, so we got to lose weight, and big boobs is not the healthiest thing. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. It's the rich
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com, L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. We know it's really, really cold, and many of them have to fight the snow, rain, sleet, snow, just like postal workers do, to get to the studio to help bring my show to you. I know a lot of you guys are like, man, just close down the road so we don't have to listen to Dr. Dahlia. You will listen to me. Thank you, because no matter what, these guys make it into work. They do. Thank God. Maggie wants to know, this is a good one, okay? How do I make myself sexier? She goes in to talk about her love life, you know, has trouble with the guys, and wants some advice from me, Dr. Dahlia. Do I even sound like I'm an expert on sexy? I mean, really. You know, this is cool. This is cool because here's the thing. You know, some of the best advice is given by people that really aren't that exceptional themselves in the subject. You know, like I know how to tell people how to cook, even though I can't cook. Right? You know, just like I could tell people how to be sexy without being sexy myself. And why? Because I think sexy people are so busy being sexy and enjoying the fruits of their labor from being sexy and all the sexy activities that they get to engage in because they're so sexy that they don't have time to study it like I do. Huh, okay, you gotta do this, you gotta carry the one, you gotta take the square root. And you know, I have more time to figure this stuff out, which is why people come to me for advice. They're not a sexy person. Plus, a sexy person is not going to give you the best advice because they wanna be the sexy one. You know, so if somebody asks me, you know, let's say somebody asks me, okay, I'm going to be, let's say, performing. And they're gonna be performing and they want some advice. Okay, and I'm going to be honest. I mean, I have good ethics. I'll be like, look, you know, you want to make sure, you know, you make them laugh. You want to make sure you engage the audience. You want to do that. But then I'm sort of, wait a second. I don't want to give them too much advice because they could then take my job. Just like Peyton Manning and the new quarterback that did a pretty damn good job yesterday for the Broncos. Okay, no, we'll go there. So, you know, after what you're like, you know what? Just talk about the news. Can't go around talking about the news. Then I quickly leave. All right, so sexy people are not going to teach you how to be the sexiest person in the room. So where do I go when I like to give people advice? I go to WikiHow. And WikiHow, and I posted this on my Facebook page and on my Twitter, tells you how to look sexy. Okay, now before we go into all these little tricks on how to look sexy, guys and girls, okay, for a girl, the one way to look sexy, no matter what, is to let the person who wants to have sex with you know that you'll say yes. Just the fact that you are available is sexy. You know, for many men, a wedding ring is a turnoff, okay? If I walk into some place, I see guys will look at me, and then they'll look at my hand. They look at my hand, and then they look away. Now, I mean, now that I'm older, maybe that's not happening at all, and they're looking at the woman behind me. But before that, when I really, really look good, they would do that. They'd check me out, and then they'd immediately look at my hand. Because they know a lot of married women won't cheat. Okay, yeah, there's women out there that do, but the majority, remember, guys play the odds. So, if I wanted to look sexier, one trick would be to take off the wedding ring. I don't want you guys to do that, but it cements my point, reinforces the point that your being available or open to having sex works. You know, for many men, you proving to them that you have a pulse will work, okay? Guys especially want to know that you are willing to have sex with them. All right? It doesn't matter if you're in scrubs. They could be a Trojan fan. And you could be wearing, I don't know, a completely different, sport. They don't care. They will, because they don't want to be told no. And so that's, all right. But now, I'm not saying go throw yourself out there and be available, but sometimes there are certain signs that we have to give people to go, look, I'm not going to turn you down. By the way, I'd really like you guys to turn down people a little bit more often than you are. You know, I really hate giving you advice, you know, on how to hook up, because I would really rather you guys start a long-term relationship, maybe wait till you're married, but I understand I need to answer the questions as they come, and I can't sit here and bias it. All right, fine. You want to hook up, you want to look sexy, what to do? Okay, well, the look is a lot of it, okay? And you don't always have to be, you know, like WikiHow says, Jessica Rabbit. Sometimes that's intimidating. If you are too sexy, to be honest, that's what I thought happened with me. I thought the reason why a lot of guys didn't ask me out is because I was too sexy. See? My husband doesn't believe this story, but I think that's what happened. Because they think she's going to say no. And so many times the women that get asked out are the friendly ones. If they think you are beyond their reach, they're not going to reach for you. And so, I mean, you don't want to look like you're, you know, I mean, you want to play a little hard to get, but be approachable. Okay? Sitting there in a corner in your Spanx and this big, beautiful dress holding a long cigarette and acting like your poop doesn't stink, it's not really going to attract a lot of guys. But starting a conversation with somebody out there, like up at a bar, or going, all right, I want to dance. You're going to dance with me because you look like you know how to dance, and I stink, and I think you could provide good cover. That kind of thing will already start to let you in, okay? Because guys know, okay, great, she's initiating, she's approachable. That just took a lot of the work out of me, okay? And let me see what else they say. Yeah, you know what? It's, okay, natural sexy is very important for guys. Guys know when you're trying too hard and when you're overly made up. Too much makeup scares the guy because they don't want to wake up the next day and see somebody completely different. All right? So I would do natural-looking makeup. Okay? Look as natural as possible. I like wearing a lot of sports clothes in general. I used to do that, you know, even when I dated. I wouldn't dress up super fancy, but I would dress cool casual. And it was, again, very approachable. And then they knew what I would look like no matter what. Because I could not take the chance of somebody fall for me and then one day see me without my makeup. Okay? Them seeing you in workout clothes, very good strategy. All right, them seeing you after working hard, like working at work, or, you know, you guys doing a charity project and you're covered in dirt and your hair's kind of up in a ponytail and, you know, your makeup's a little, you know, I don't know, faded. Best time for somebody to see you. Because then they see you kind of at your semi-norm, even though it's still, you know, a little digitized and you know, planned out a little bit. But it's just better. You got to be confident, okay? Being sexy, it's not sexy to be like, oh, you think you like me? Really? You think? No. Somebody's like, you're pretty. You're like, you're damn right I am. That is sexier, okay? Hey. All right, yeah, it is, see? You know, don't forget to pluck, you know, and shave. You know, my muumuu during the winter is probably my least sexy look because, you know, I don't like to shave a lot in the winter. I got to step that up, especially since my husband's and my anniversary is coming up. So, you know, try to clean up. Try to be, you know, take care of yourself. Look like you're exercising. Look like you're eating healthy. Don't sit there and be a drunk in front of them. Yeah, you looking drunk may look like you're an easy target, but that's not sexy, okay? The reason why you want to look sexy isn't because you want a one-night stand. You want to be desirable to that person. You want that person to continue to desire you. So we're not doing this for one-night stands. We're doing this because you're already married, okay? All right? God's happy with you. You're married, and you want to still look sexy for your partner. Okay, smelling good doesn't hurt. Wiki Howe recommends that. Don't be completely non-makeuped. When we talked about makeup, I don't want you to overdo it like in the 1980s, but, and big, huge lashes, be very, very careful. You could add a little bit of lashes, but not too big. But put a little bit of makeup on. If you don't wear makeup, then the guy a lot of time can be concerned, or your partner can be concerned, that you don't know how to dress up and show off. Remember, they do want you as a trophy. So you need to show them that you do have the potential to look sexy. I mean, really doll up type of thing. Okay? If you need to feel confident and feel sexier, then get your hair done. I love my hairdressers and my hairstylists, but when I used to get my hair done, I couldn't stand the way they did it when I walked out of there. And so do what you need to do to make yourself feeling good. Pluck that eyebrow, no unibrow. Make sure you have two, you know, eyebrows. But a very important thing they say is dress to attract the kind of person you're looking for. If you are looking for, you know, somebody that's more woodsy and campy and that kind of thing, all right, that's one way to dress. If you're looking more stock market, Wall Street type of guy, that's another way. Try to find out what they want, okay? And that's kind of a nice way to, you know, strategize. And you can't go wrong with humor. It's the only thing I have in my bank. Use humor. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys got through the holidays okay so far, right? The first part of the holidays, that's Thanksgiving. Okay, now you got to gear up towards Christmas, and then we got New Year's, and okay, I'm excited. Favorite time of year, but I know some of you guys are like, oh, no, the family's going to get on me. That I'm going to have to quit smoking at the new year. And so, if I gotta come up with a New Year's resolution soon, should I just start now, start early? And you're being smart about that. One of the best things to do, because usually Christmas time, the family does an intervention. Okay, we gotta talk to Bob about his drinking. We gotta talk to Joe about his smoking. Alright? And so when the family gets together, they always feel like they have to do an intervention. Because they know that you individually will hang up on them. But you can't do anything when you're sitting there trying to eat your turkey leg. Right? So what I decided to do, and what I will do this month, is start giving you guys some tips and little ways where you could already start to quit, right? Some of the things that your family is going to get on you, so that when they do say, all right, Joe, we got to get you off the smokes, you can say, I've already done it. This is what I'm doing. Here's my plan already there. And that shuts everybody up. Like, oh, okay, good. And then it kind of diffuses their flame because they wanted to take credit for getting you off smoking. And don't give them that satisfaction. I get so sick and tired of somebody saying, yeah, I was the one that did this. I was the one that got her to do this. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I came up with it myself. You know, I could think for myself, please. So, you already said, I'm already on it. I've done this. You notice I didn't even grab a smoke the whole time? Oh. Well, we want to help you. Nope. Already got it. Got it covered. Thank you. Move on. What about Bob over there? He's drinking. See, look, he's over there at the bar. Huh? What? No, you guys were going to talk to Joe about his smoking. No. Bob? Okay, that's how you have to do it. Oh, trust me. Christmas time, you throw everybody under the bus. Because, again, it's your Christmas. You only get X amount of Christmases, and, you know, Hanukkah time, don't let the family ruin it. Throw your sibling under the bus. Let them, you know, get beat up on by your family. So, all right, smoking cravings. Best way to quit smoking, all right, even though I still think it's cold turkey, is to already start to cut back before you do cold turkey. I'd rather you guys go cold turkey on a half a pack a day than cold turkey on two packs a day. All right? So, what can you do? Well, when we kind of break it down, all right, into ways to quit smoking, and there's biological ways and psychological ways. I wrote something up for Jerry Doyle's Epic Times, so you can go to Epic Times, or you can go to my Facebook or page or my Twitter page for this. It kind of delineates some real good ideas. And by the way, look, we want you to quit smoking. Within the first 20 minutes, your heart rate goes down, your blood pressure goes down, you're going to be healthier as a result. So I really want to make this happen. It's not just to get the family off your back. It really is healthy. And a lot of you guys are still out there smoking. So, all right, biologically, what could you do? Well, you got to handle the cravings biologically. And one of the best things to do is substitute some food. And we've talked about foods that help you with smoking cravings. One of the biggest, easiest things to do is the celery and the carrot sticks. They really do work. They're long. They're chewy. The second you start to feel it, you throw a carrot stick or a celery stick in your mouth. You don't have to. They can pretty much stay fresh for most of the day anyway, you know, on your desk at work or ladies in your purse. So it's not that much of a high-maintenance thing. I know cigarettes are easier because they're just in your pocket. But grab the celery stick, grab the carrot stick, and chew on those. And that seems to work. Citrus fruits are very successful in craving that, in curbing that nicotine craving. So just bite into an orange or suck on a lemon wedge. Okay? As soon as you feel your nicotine craving, suck on a lemon wedge. Citrus fruits have been shown to work really well. Bananas. Bananas have potassium. Bananas have vitamin B. And even though I'm not a big fan of banana, when you get that banana in your mouth, it starts to get all mushy and it gets all in your mouth. It does enough to distract your taste buds, to send signals to the brain, and you end up not wanting to crave cigarettes as much. So maybe, you know, have bananas nearby. You know, potatoes have potassium too. There's something about the potassium foods that seem to help you with cravings. The only problem with the potatoes is you got to be careful not to have them all buttered up or lathered up in cheese or whatnot, because that, unfortunately, just tacks on extra calories. Peppermint is great. You know, I'll leave restaurants and they have the peppermint candies, and I don't like peppermint candies. If I'm going to waste any time and calories on anything, it'll be like chocolate. Okay, so don't be, you know, giving me these, you know, cheap peppermint candies. However, for those of you guys with smoking cravings, grab that peppermint on your way out of that restaurant. So before you light up outside, you can stick the peppermint in your mouth. Peppermint does a great job curbing your desire to smoke. ginseng, ginger also work well. And then fiber. You really can't go wrong with fiber. You throw some oats in your mouth or you have high bran in the morning, that it curbs the cravings. Not to mention you got all this stuff in your teeth now that you got to pick out and you got to try to, yeah. So I think oats and bran and fiber, you can't go wrong. So eat some bran cereal or something nice and fibrousy if you can. And then water. You got to drink a lot of water. Water, water, water. Drinking water seems to help replenish you. Also can help with some of the cravings as well. When you're stressed, you're going to want nicotine more. So that's why we want to make sure you're well fed. I mean, not overeat, okay, but healthily fed. And want to make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Now, what to avoid? You got to avoid alcohol, okay? If you're like, you know what? Good. I'm not smoking, so I'm going to celebrate with a beer. Careful. Careful, because alcohol will increase your cravings. Caffeine will, too. You try to swap for a cup of coffee, your coffee is going to make you more edgy, and that's going to make you want to crave more nicotine. And also red meat. You know, I always thought if I ever had a smoking habit, I would probably get off the smoking habit by running around sticking my teeth in steak. No, that won't work. Steak doesn't seem to work. Okay? And then, of course, exercise. Exercise starts to increase the endorphins. So if you're like, okay, you know what? I want to grab a cigarette, stop, and go outside and go for a walk. Go outside for a walk or walk back and forth in your house. That can sometimes help with the craving. And that kind of starts to transition to the psychological ways to quit. You have to distract yourself. The second that nicotine craving comes in, you got to train your mind to focus on something else and then forget about the craving. And again, I'm not a smoker. And so I know many of you guys out there are like, you know, Dahlia, I'd like to see you try to do all that. And yeah, jump on a treadmill every time you have a nicotine craving. Well, I jump on a treadmill when I have a hunger craving. So I'm trying to do the same thing that way. And again, I don't know what you guys are going through. I could just imagine it's got to be unbearable trying to quit smoking. I know it's difficult. And for us doctors to sit here on our high horse going, you need to quit smoking, you know, without understanding what you're going through, we lose you. And it's a shame. We need to engage you. And I don't want to, you know, start a smoking habit just so I can understand what you're going through. But I do want to let you know I empathize and I know it's tough. All right, but distraction is key. One site recommended you save all your dirty, disgusting ashes from your ashtray. You put it in a jar, seal it tight, and then every now and then, when you have a craving, sniff it. And when you sniff the ashes, it's so disgusting that you don't want to smoke. That seems to work. The money jar is always nice. You know, put the money in that you saved that day. For every day you didn't smoke, go downstairs and throw $5. I'm not sure what the packs cost now. I know the cartons are up. Forget actually what the average pack is, but let's just, I don't know, round up $5 or $10. Throw $5 or whatever in a jar every day as you leave. All right? And then that kind of money you could use to go out to dinner during the weekend or something like that. All right. Index cards. Those index cards reminding you why you're quitting smoking help. And I say get a big, ugly picture of some lungs that are completely tobacco ridden. Put that in your kitchen or at work on your desk to remind you not to smoke. That seems to help. All right. Dance. I don't know. Get jiggy with it. That kind of thing. And then make sure somebody in your family sends you supportive messages. Like text messages throughout the day, don't do it. But don't, by the way, don't let the family, they'll give you chores to do. Because if they text you, oh, will you bring something back? You'll ignore their text. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've talked about this on the show. It's no news to you, but it is news to the rest of the world, where sugar-free drinks or sugar-free candy can still mess with your teeth. Scientists from Melbourne University's Oral Health Cooperative Research Center looked at a bunch of sugar-free soft drinks, sports drinks, and sweets, and found that many of them can be just as harmful to your teeth as their sugared counterparts. Why? Because of the chemical composition. Sugar destroys teeth because bacteria eat it, all right, ferments it, produces acid, and then that leads to the decay and the weakening of your enamel and the tooth and the bone, etc., causing cracks. More bacteria get in there, more cracks, more crevices, and then it just goes deeper and deeper, okay? In the United States, 1 in 4 children aged 2 to 5 have had dental caries or cavities in their first set of teeth, according to the National Health and Nutritional Examination. The survey was done back in 2011 and 2012. 21% of kids between 6 and 11 had cavities, and then 12 to 19, 58%. So that's a lot. Now, sugar-free foods, they don't have the sugar that the bacteria can break down, so they're better, but they could still strip away the enamel and the tooth's outer layer. So you could unfortunately start getting pitting, tooth sensitivity, and other issues. And the phosphoric acid that we've talked about in diet soda, or the citric acid like in lime and flavored drinks, can do that. They go, before banning sugar-containing beverages from schools, you know, even though we know that'll help reduce obesity, diabetes, etc., you may still have issues of dental erosion. Researchers looked at 15 soft drinks sold in schools on healthy human molars that had been extracted and found that all of them led to significant erosion of the dental enamel, with no difference between the sugared or the sugar-free drinks. So, sports drinks just as well. Milk drinks, not as bad. In testing 8 brands of sports, they found that all but 2 of them caused significant loss. Let me see if they talked about the milk. Let me see. So it depends on how acidic the liquid is. The more acidic, the worse it is. Of the 32 commercially available sugar-free drinks that were tested, 22 had a pH level below 4.5. Remember, the lower the pH, the higher the acid, which is below healthy levels required to maintain the integrity of tooth enamel and prevent tooth demineralization. So, what I always recommend is don't forget to use water even in between. Let's say you do have something acidic and you're like, oh, no. All right, well, then, still rinse your teeth out with water, all right, neutralize it before you start to brush, because you could brush some of that enamel away. Fluorinated water seems to work better. They say rinse your mouth out after eating an acidic product and then wait an hour before brushing. Choose mint or menthol flavored sugar-free confections and avoid those that are fruit flavored, particularly lemon. Sugar-free gum is still okay. They say the reason why sugar-free gum is allowed is because it stimulates saliva flow that will rinse away the acids and allow your tooth enamel to reharden. So, just gotta think about the teeth. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our knee cartilage, many of us are noticing we are really losing our knee cartilage. And our knees are clicking and clanging and, you know, paining us. And we're having trouble, especially when it's cold, to squat or to get out of our chairs. Well, they say if you lose a large amount of weight, this will slow the loss of your knee cartilage in people who are obese. Now, obesity is a major risk factor for knee arthritis, and also it's a vicious cycle with that, because the more knee arthritis, the less you're exercising. And osteoarthritis is the degenerative joint disease. It's not rheumatism, it's not gout, it's osteoarthritis, where you basically get wear and tear. Many times this will lead to joint replacement surgery. The new study looked at 500 overweight and obese Americans who either had mild to moderate osteoarthritis or risk factors for the disease. The study participants were randomly assigned to a control group that lost no weight, a group that lost a little weight, and then a group that lost more than 10% of their body weight. 4 years of follow-up showed significant protection against the cartilage generation in the people that lost more weight. Also, you wonder also the exercise. Exercise seems to help keep your knees. I know many of you are like, oh, but the more I exercise, the more I lose my cartilage. Yes and no. You know, you do get more wear and tear on the cartilage, but the lack of use causes more arthritis than the exercising. So that's something. Sorry, I got the volume on. Hold on. There's an ad going on and the volume's up. Oh, maybe I shut it down. Okay. Well, nope. There's the volume. Okay, good. Whew. All right. So keep the exercise up. It'll save your cartilage. Okay. You got that? Good. They say more than 300 friends on Facebook, unfortunately raises stress levels in teens. They say we all want to limit our stress in our life, but we also want a lot of friends and followers on Facebook. And research published in the January 2016 issue of the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology determined that teenagers with more than 300 friends on the on Facebook had higher levels of cortisol. And this is known as the stress hormone that's been linked to depression. The limited study was done by Center for Studies on Human Stress at the Institut Universitaire en Santé Mentale de Montréal, asked 88 teenagers how they use Facebook and how many friends they have on the site. Researchers also took cortisol samples from the participants four times a day for two non-consecutive days. And so I guess that's how they were able to tell that the ones that had more Facebook friends seemed to have higher cortisol. Now, why is that important? Okay, you know, whether you like it or not, these social media sites and the social media interaction is here to stay and is now the norm. Okay, this is what kids do. This is how kids communicate, even more so than calling on the telephone. You can now talk to 7 friends at once. Act like you're in a group chat just by texting. You don't even have to do the multiple phone, you know, 7-way phone calls anymore. The ways that these kids communicate now is something I would have never even imagined. Can you imagine what high school could have been like? Oh, my gosh. No, I would have been bullied probably 7 different ways. Never mind. I don't think I would have liked it. But, and so, you know, we've also noticed depression go up, and we've seen kids, you know, many kids seem to be more stressed. I think there's a lot of teen depression undiagnosed. We used to just think it was just the kids doing drugs, and then we realized, actually, before the kids start to do drugs, they usually have depression. Maybe we need to screen for it ahead of time. So, you know, look and see what they're doing, all right? If these kids seem to put more of Facebook into their, you know, highly prioritize it, I guess, in their life, and it's a focal point for them when they come in and out of the house and, you know, plan to, you know, do something at school or whatever, I would suggest to, you know, slowly start to bring them back to reality and go, look, I understand you guys are communicating this way, but this can't be your focal point of your social life. Okay, why aren't you guys going to the mall? Why aren't you guys going out? Why aren't you, you know, doing homework, hang out with the family? Why aren't you going outside? And I really foresee more and more of an issue, even with adults, as we don't go outside and we hang. Right? I see people so excited when they're on Facebook talking about the game. So the Bronco-Patriot game, phenomenal game. Cowboy game stunk. But the Bronco-Patriot game, boy, were people talking about that. And, yeah, if they weren't invited to somebody's house to watch football, they Facebooked about it and tweeted about it. It was great. All right? And people were excited. Like, I got to get home and watch a game, and I got to log on. And this is how people are hanging out. But it's, unfortunately, also a big soup that can breed a lot of resentment. It could breed a lot of bullying. It could breed a lot of insults. Somebody doesn't like one of your posts, and they, you know, write something negative about it, your kid could be completely, I guess, devastated by that. So keep an eye on it. Be involved. It's, I know, something I would have never thought I had to do as a parent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down, little white church.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.